Welcome to lesson 147. Now we're going to look at when I am being justified by the Father in his courtroom. What did it cost him? What did it cost the Father, and what did it cost the Son? So we're going to turn to Charles Stanley in his book, Eternal Security, where he explains this to us, which is very powerful. At the bottom, let's look at two verses. Psalm 22, verse 10, written in 1000 BC. Jesus then uttered those words of Psalm 22:10 on the cross in Mark 15:34. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? If you look at Luke 22:42, it says, Father, this is Jesus on the, again, speaking about his coming crucifixion. If it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. That was in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he was on the cross. Mark 15:34, he's about to die. He's hanging on the cross. And he's saying, God, my God. Notice the difference, first of all. Before he's on the cross, he's speaking to his Father as Father. While he's on the cross, he's speaking to his Father as God. A little hint there. Let's click on the screen and read what Charles Stanley says. As Jesus hung on the cross, his Father abandoned him. This separation was so real that in the Gospel of John, Jesus calls God by a different name. 109 times he calls God my Father, but on the cross he calls him my God. The intimacy was gone. Jesus was alone. Now, why did that happen? Because sin's penalty is death. Remember Romans 3:23? It demands separation from God, and Jesus willingly paid that penalty in my place. After paying sin's penalty, God brought Jesus back into his presence. How did he do that? How is that possible? Because of Jesus' righteousness. Sin separates man from God, but Jesus had no sin. Nothing kept the Father from reuniting with his only Son. So his Son placed his life in the hands of his Father. And because his Son was righteous and sinless, his Father could maintain his righteousness and justice by raising Jesus from the dead after his death on the cross and bringing him back into unity with him, the Father. He can't do that with us. We're sinners. The only way he can raise us from the dead, the only way he can bring us back into unity with him, is through his only Son who never sinned, which is why Jesus willingly went to the cross for you, because he loves you just as the Father loves you and wants to reunite you with him. That's lesson 147.